Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Mark Krause from a local hero restaurant, Esalon, on Route 9 in Hadley. Your part, Mark, of the restaurant days to support local heroes. You use lots of local farms and products in your restaurant. I'm assuming that this, what looks like one of the most beautiful salads I've ever seen in giant form here, is created with a lot of local ingredients. Do tell.
That salad is created with mixed greens from the Swartz family farm in Amherst, local peaches from Bashista Orchards in Southampton, beets from Next Barn Over, and goat cheese from Goat Rising.
Now, did you do that just to impress Phil, the local hero, you know, the CISA guy, or do you do this on a regular basis at Esalon?
This is a regular occurrence day in and day out at Esalon.
Why use local products? I understand why I like to buy local products personally, but I would imagine if you're a restaurateur, it would become cost prohibitive for you to use local products. It might be easier to go to a major distributor and then, you know, save some cost on the way.
It is a little more difficult to do business locally. Some of the costs are a little bit higher, but our customers, and us included, drive by these farmers markets and farm stands and farms or surrounded by them. The quality and freshness of the food is wonderful around here. A lot of them are organic, natural, pesticide-free. It's just, you have to take part in it. It's amazing food around here.
You would think that it would be from an eliminating the middleman standpoint, that buying produce or food products from the people who are growing it themselves wouldn't necessarily be more expensive. Is it really more expensive? And if so, why?
Sometimes it can be more expensive depending on the product and the amount that's being produced in the area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the large agricultural farms throughout the country are, you know, they're there to grow thousands and thousands of acres of these products, so they're able to keep their costs very low.
Mm-hmm.
They grow it very quickly, turn it around very quickly, and they use their distribution channels to get it to the customers as fast as they can. And it doesn't mean it's better if it costs less. You know, we're willing to pay more to pass the great quality of the local food on to our customers.
Mark? And what strikes me, you know, here we are in August, and it's really harvest time for so many different crops. And just in your salad, so you're looking at lettuce, and you're looking at beets, and you're looking at peaches and goat cheese, which we can get every day of the year here in the Valley. And it's sort of a culinary map of the farms, your salad. And for us to be able to celebrate that by going to your cafe on restaurant days or any other day means that we have the opportunity to keep eating locally and keep our farms going and actually eat the best food available.
Phil from CISA, you mentioned restaurant days, which is Tuesday, August 23rd and Wednesday, August 24th. Many restaurants in our area, blessedly,
yes,
are local hero restaurants every day of the week. What separates restaurant days out from just, you know, the regular menu?
So what we try to do is we try to up the ante just a little bit. A, we want the public to know that here we are in August. Again, there's harvest time and the restaurants are here for us. And they're really taking these freshest of foods and they're serving it up in ways maybe we don't do at home, either for time or skill level, and just serving it up on the plates when we go to these restaurants. And so we have, you know, restaurants that are just doing a little bit more on these days. And it gets you to realize, wow, there's 45 participating restaurants in the three counties. Really, it doesn't take much effort to just take a look at who's serving local and go to them during these days.
Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. When I go visit my folks, my parents in the Boston area, the only kind of restaurant that we can bear to possibly go to is like a Gillette Stadium. And the only local stuff they have is usually grown out in Western Mass,
right,
or created,
right,
in Western Mass. Do you have statistics on like a per capita amount of restaurants in our area compared to other areas in the country in regards to how much local produce they use in their restaurants?
The one figure we've been working on trying to capture every year is last year we knew that our restaurants were buying about $1.25 million a year of local food and farm products.
Wow.
And this year we know we haven't gotten all the data in, but we know we're probably going to surpass $1.5 million.
Mm.
So there you are at the restaurant, you're getting the best food like at Esalon Cafe, you're paying for it, and then you know that Esalon Cafe in turn is purchasing from your local farmer who in turn is your neighbor who's purchasing other things, and that's what keeps the Valley so unique.
restaurant days, Tuesday, August 23rd, and Wednesday, August 24th. What's on the menu at Esalon, Mark from Esalon, for those specific days? Is it this giant salad that I'm seeing right here? Because while I am not talking, I'm stuffing my face with the goat cheese and the peaches and the leafy greens and that sort of thing.
That is one of several items that's going to be available on those days. One of the other entrees we'll be having is a local summer vegetable lasagna with Maple Valley Creamery ricotta.
Mm.
We'll also have an Esalon espresso-rubbed Bachelor Hill Farm sirloin steak with Lefty's chocolate oatmeal stout beer reduction served with local fingerling potatoes and Next Barn over braised greens.
If I, as a consumer, love eating local food in restaurants, is there a particular reason why I should go on restaurant days as opposed to other days of the week? Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero people.
Well, I think it just gives you a chance to maybe go to a restaurant you haven't gone before. And also, if you go to buylocalfood.org, our website, you can take a look of about what's on the menu for those 2 days and let them know that you're coming because you know it's local hero restaurant days.
Mark Krause from Esalon Cafe on Route 9 in Hadley and Phil Corman from CISA. Restaurant days, Tuesday, August 23rd and Wednesday, August 24th. More information at buylocalfood.org.